Lynn, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Thanks to be with you.
What are the biggest impacts these tariffs are going to have on our restaurants, bars, and hotels in North Carolina?
Well, all of this certainly adds a new layer of uncertainty and upheaval after several years of it that we've already experienced, as you well know. The last 5 years have been pretty rocky for restaurants and hotels. Many have faced closures. They've taken on additional debt. They've laid off staff. We were beginning to see a little bit of a recovery, but now this creates new uncertainty that's going to be pretty hard for folks to navigate.
What are the biggest things that you're hearing from bar owners in particular? We had a story this morning, Lynn, about the aluminum and the price of the aluminum is going to go up maybe on cans and other things.
Well, that's certainly true. I think for restaurants in particular, they import a wide range of goods, produce, wine, and most importantly, kitchen equipment that breaks and has to be repaired. And this just creates a new layer of uncertainty at a time that we just can't take that. I think, you know, even bigger than the cost of food and the availability of food and other products is the fact that this is going to create quite a bit of uncertainty in the minds of consumers. Increased tariffs will certainly drive up food costs and put further strain on restaurants. But the most imperative thing I think folks are concerned about is the state of the consumer, whether they'll continue to come through the door at the pace that they have been before.
Are people in the industry concerned about the consumers not coming in, which could lead to layoffs in the industry?
Oh, that's definitely a concern. We're already beginning to see slowdown. I mean, we've seen inflation and some concern in the consumer marketplace over the last several months. I think the tariffs just add a new layer of uncertainty to all of this and concern lacking consumer confidence. It's quite likely that we'll see less traffic coming through the door, and I think that's in the forefront of minds of restaurateurs and hoteliers today.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I do want to circle back as it relates to the pandemic. Now 5 years removed from COVID, are we still feeling the impacts from COVID, or are we pretty much healed from that devastating time?
I'd say we're still feeling the impacts. We've seen great recovery, and there was great optimism in the market. You know, things were going pretty well. We were seeing things rebound. Workforce had come back, and so feeling pretty good about things. But the inflationary factors have been a concern for several months, and then this new tariff just adds on to that. Many restaurants, you remember, took on a lot of debt to survive COVID. Business was down for nearly, a year and a half. We were closed for 2 months. That's just not a sustainable model. And so many of these restaurants are just beginning to rebound from that. And now this new sort of situation on top of that is creating quite a bit of upheaval in the industry.
Yeah, you know, that we've had so many events come to Raleigh in particular lately. I'm thinking of Dreamville that just ended over the weekend, the NCAA men's basketball tournament a couple of weeks ago. How much has that helped bars and restaurants and hotels to have these big events in the capital city?
Well, large events, festivals, things of this nature, business travel, sporting events are great for the economy and great in Wake County. They do drive in lots of visitors who spend lots of money and have a big impact on restaurants and hotels. So the concern is not really about what's happening today. It's about what's going to be happening in the future and how reticent leisure travelers as well as business travelers and group tour planners are going to be impacted by just the uncertainty in the marketplace. So there's pretty good concern about it right now.
Well, to that end, Lynn, we're still thinking about the folks in Western North Carolina, the impact from Hurricane Helene. Heading into the summer season, how does that damage from Helene impact tourism and restaurants and hotels in Western North Carolina?
Well, the folks in Western North Carolina are certainly facing an additional headwind. Yeah. I think nationwide we're seeing impacts that we've talked about earlier here today, but the folks in Western North Carolina are really facing some pretty stiff headwinds. We're optimistic that the spring season will bring leisure travelers back. The Western North Carolina is certainly an affordable, easy-to-get-to destination for many here in North Carolina. And I think one of the strategies they will employ is trying to attract visitors from right here in North Carolina to just drive west a few miles and to enjoy the mountains and the outdoor splendor in places that they can that are still very affordable. So if we pivot and folks may buy down, may not spend quite as much money as they have in the past, they'll be a little more cautious, but there's still opportunity for us to be successful and prosper here in North Carolina. We'll just have to navigate through it as we've done before, but that's the plan, and I'm sure that's what we're going to see from business owners and operators across our state.
Lynn, as I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
It's just that we hope that listeners will continue to support restaurants and hotels and travel to do it in a way that feels comfortable for them. If buying down makes folks feel more comfortable and staying closer to home, that's certainly a strategy we've deployed in the past. Consumers have been great to North Carolina restaurants and hotels, and we hope that that will continue even during this time of uncertainty.
Lynn Menges, the president and CEO of the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association. Lynn, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning, and hope we get a chance to visit again soon.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.